The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello friends. Guess what? We're officially back in the same time zone, motherfuckers.
Forever.
Both, forever. West Coast. Forever. Now I've moved. I left yesterday.
That's why everyone's like, Geneva's moving somewhere. People are arguing with her about the time zone. I think it's this time zone. She's like, no, I'm pretty sure it's this one. No, I think it's this one.
Good. We're here. We're talking Bravo.
Bravo.
All right. I just like
we'll be
we
gone
have...
next week, everybody, though. So
yes, we're taking a brief hiatus.
Check out our Patreon. We got Love Island,
baby,
which
needs
is
a vacation.
Freaking cracking
oh,
on,
God.
Baby.
I got
it
two to watch
cracking,
tonight. I'm
cracking
excited.
Cracking the F on, baby.
Love
it
Love
is
Island.
Good.
So
it
good.
Is so good. Then great. We have two Bravo recasts, Atlanta, Hotlanta,
and
Hot
New York. We got those dropping.
Bravo should really pay us. If they come out in a few years with our new recast of New York, I'm
New York
kill
cast
somebody.
Was killer. Yeah.
And
so
what
those
else
will be
we
on
have?
Patreon.
We'll have our gossip roundup.
Yep. We also have a Deontay interview dropping Monday. Oh. That'll be available everywhere. Deontay yes. from Love After Lockup. We'll just say
Find
we got
out
a
how
lot
much is Nicole
of
Jr.
specifics.
Cost him.
Yeah, about Nicole Jr.
And if you just want to support our show, check us out on Patreon.
Absolutely. All right. We got to start with Beverly Hills because
we'll send you
enthralled.
Some Deontay sperm.
Okay.
I must say my, yeah. I'll just, we'll talk about Beverly Hills. I have to say my favorite, which warmed my heart the most this week was New York. I
really,
loved it. I had fun watching it.
What?
It made me laugh, but okay.
Did you? All right. Let's start there
it.
Though. I'm intrigued okay. by that. Okay. Tell me. Okay. Two scenes I love.
Sorry. Gross to hear someone drink.
Loved Ramona and Sonia, the business in quotations, them getting up to storm
it
off
doesn't
the table
get better than that
in Sonia's house was classic. Loved that. Sonia has her purse like she's going somewhere.
That guy's face. I mean, okay. So she said, if you sell 50,000, I get 5,000. That doesn't seem right.
What? Yeah. What kind of fucking deal is that?
That's peanuts. How's she surviving?
I love when they're yelling, I want the books. And Ramona's like, the monthly journal.
And Ramona's up in that guy's face. He wants to kill her. When she's sitting there like,
yes.
I know this and I know that.
Just the way she strolled in her suit. Like, I just died. From the second I saw it, I was like, this is preposterous.
It was great. I really thought it was awesome. I thought it was hilarious. And so, and that guy... At first I thought maybe Sonia was getting taken by these people, but they seem to be working hard for her and they hate where they must, it must be exhausting working with her.
I mean, yeah, it's like, how is this the first time you're asking these questions? Right. Like,
right.
How do you not know this? What is that? What kind of management is that? What are you doing with your life? I don't understand.
Ramona, well, this is retail. You must be making this profit off the retail, blah, blah, blah. If Ramona was so successful at stuff, wouldn't she still be doing it? Or
yeah,
do you just
move
on?
Ramona has money. That much I know. However,
no,
I don't
does,
know if it's
yeah.
from her own business acumen or investments or what.
And that is really insane that she's so well off.
Low-key
and the house
rich.
Is on the right part of the Hamptons
yep.
Road and this and
right.
that.
Right. Like
the
that
Hamptons house.
Ridiculous.
You can really picture what her daughter's name is slipping my mind.
Avery.
Living in it. Avery.
Yeah.
I wanted
yeah.
to say Ebony. All right. And Ebony's. I love how everyone's like, Ebony came through with the paternity test, unlike Melissa Gorga.
True. Right.
And Ebony is not the, you are not the father.
Not the sister.
Not the sister. What do you think? I don't even really know about that whole storyline, but.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was nice.
What made her think it was?
Right. I don't know. I guess the girl reached out, the woman reached out to her. I don't know. I do like how protective Ebony is of Sonia, or like defend, like she just defends Sonia's craziness like to the core, which I think is fun and interesting that she's really like.
You can really feel her. Their friendship growing.
Yes.
Like, with Ebony and the girls. It's nice. At the beginning when they call her, when Sonia said, oh, I feel bad that I just said that she broke up with her boyfriend, and then they call Ebony. It was a very natural. And right. Ramona takes the phone.
This really bothers me. This bothers me. Oh God.
And Sonia,
why do men have to think with their dicks?
I like that beginning. That was a fun little girl chat combo with the three of them.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It was an enjoyable episode. Nothing is comparing to me to Beverly Hills, which shocks me to say. Oh, it's nothing.
But after I watched it, I was like, oh, that made me laugh.
Like old friends.
What do you think about? Yeah. So Sonia, do you think she had a threesome or she passed out drunk? She was a nuisance or a threesome? Which one is it?
A nuisance.
Okay.
A nuisance who thought she got pounded, but did not.
That video of her in the room with those people and she's sitting on the bed.
This is why Sonia is one of the best housewives, because she would end up in some random's hotel room. Like, I feel like no other housewife would do that kind of shit. There she is.
Why is she lying about that?
I don't know. It's very odd. Very odd.
And what about, I liked the scene with Leah and her siblings.
I did too. Fascinating family. I would almost be more interested in watching like the Leah family show than I would anything else with Leah. Like, I think she's more interesting when you put her with her family, whether it's her parents or her siblings. Then I'm like, I'm intrigued by this woman. But other times,
people of
I'm
the
not.
Corn.
Yes, they're very bizarre.
Their faces are very like cultish, first generation man, or like not man, like. What am I
first
trying to
humans
say?
Ever?
Yeah.
I feel the same way. Yeah. I don't know.
The brother. Now that you see the brother, they all look so similar. It's insane. Yes.
I almost feel like Leah looks the least like the other two look like they could be.
They look
like
fraternal twins.
Yes, they do. 100%. Maybe it's
sometimes I look in the mirror and I look like my brother. I'm like, I look like my brother. You know, it's really weird. Twins. I know, but I never really thought that. And sometimes I look in the mirror, I'm like, I have these like, I wonder, you know, you wonder what your makeover would be if you were super famous. If I had veneers and
right.
Not that to be mean about, they're all beautiful people, Leah and whatever. Okay. I don't want people to think I'm picking them apart, but they just look like.
No, yeah, I 100% agree.
But they're, you know, they're foraging for their food and berries.
I loved them trying to film the music video, like at the end where Ramona's on the phone, like, well, how many checks? I just need to know. Just tell me how many checks they're all waiting for. And they're fighting. Luann wants to be next to the producer or whatever. It was like that kind of stuff is funny to me.
And Leah with the dog licking her face and the obsession with these dogs.
Yeah, these tiny dogs.
I'm an animal lover, but I still have a problem. If I can't bring a big dog into a grocery store, you can't bring your little dog in. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. I feel that way.
I don't need the hair flowing into the fruit. Okay. It's already gross enough. Good. If you think about the grocery store and how many people are touching all the food, you can't wash it enough.
God, I never think about that.
Oh, God. But I thought the video will look cute.
Where is it? Did we ever get the song?
No, but it must be coming out eventually.
I didn't Google it because it shows you how much I care about it, but.
No, we would have seen it. It would be going around like
I feel like it
would have.
Right.
What, but Ramona's hyena laugh.
Winter?
Laughing at Sonia in the room after they find out that she's. Sonia's got. Can you imagine being that? You're that old. Not that she's old, but growing up and you're still passed out drunk where people are calling your friends to get them out of a room.
God.
Passed out drunk. So many bad things can happen to you. People can violate you. Not that these people were going to. People could steal your money. People could go on your phone and Venmo money right out of her bank account.
Totally. Hold it up to her face. Oh, man.
Anything else? Back to Sonia really fast. saying that she's got $10,000 laying around on the checks. She's just got, do you think that's true? She just is so crazed that
maybe
her brain
not
is so
chasing
nuts.
Stuff. I don't know. I mean,
$10,000 checks not cashed.
Stupid.
It was a weird episode, but it was just kind of light. I don't know. It was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think so. After talking about it, I feel the same way.
There is a video going around Twitter or somewhere with Ebony talking shit about your beloved, saying that showing her sexuality is not good for women.
Who's my beloved?
Beyonce.
Oh, she can fuck
Ebony's
off.
On Fox News talking about it.
God.
I know. I know.
I don't want to see that. I'll ignore that.
I know. I don't want to see it either.
All right. Let's get into Beverly Hills. Okay. So everybody, the Bravo spear is going off about, I tried to track this as much as possible, about
your
Erica's
husband.
Reaction. Yeah, you saw
his message. He's hilarious.
So Erica is saying that that was not, she didn't know that was being filmed when they had that conversation, right? And then that somehow it was between her and Crystal told.
She's a terrible criminal.
Garcelle. Yeah, I, listen.
Garcelle was standing right there. How can they say she wasn't there?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand that argument at all.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Listen, I should have posted that on our story, but there's some Reddit thread where essentially somebody's going like against Erica already, like creating receipts of everything she's saying against the story she's portraying now. And
right.
It's great. But it's like, again, if you're watching this, it's like she's literally setting up his defense piece by piece by piece.
Oh, yeah. They thought so. But she's fucking it up piece by piece, too.
Well, she's also doing that.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just, but you're right. They thought this was their way out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they talk on the phone. There's no way they don't. He's giving her somehow they got little Walmart tracker phones and they're definitely speaking.
Something's happening. Like when she said, I learned how to go into a bank for the first time in March. But then I saw on that Reddit thread, somebody like she said 2 seasons ago that like she would go in and deposit the checks or whatever. So she's like full of it.
Really? I read through that, yeah. But there was a lot of info there. And
there was a lot. About 4 slides in.
And anybody who's been a waitress, the bank's your best friend.
Of course.
Come on. She grew up poor. I believe Kathy Hilton. I don't believe Erica. Kathy
gotta say, I
has been out along.
Kathy.
Yeah.
Kathy does nothing for herself. Like when she called and asked for the
chia. She don't even wipe her own ass.
No. For the chia seeds and the straw. Like literally that's like what my son wants. He wants for a smoothie. Like I loved that. She's like a child. Like, well, but I need it. Like I literally need it.
And they make a good point living in the Waldorf Astoria. You live there too long. And
of course.
Boom. And then did you catch Kyle's face when everyone's like, we want Kathy's life, this, that, and the other. Do you think there's animosity that Kathy has such a fabulous life and Kyle isn't that there? But
Kyle's pretty much there, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like she is
money.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't think so.
Would Kathy Hilton be? Did Paris Hilton raise Kathy Hilton's stock? Or is it just the Hilton name? Like we realize she's so rich because we know Paris is so rich that it's like.
Yeah, but you know, the Hilton, like you just know the Hilton.
Right.
So I feel like they would be, you know, they'd be rich.
Because they're right from that name. Yeah.
Speaking of rich.
Do you like
I have
a Hilton
to say,
hotel? All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it's all right. How about you?
I can't remember the last time I stayed in one. I don't even know where they are.
They're everywhere. No, speaking of being rich, I have to say, I think I was wrong about Sutton. Watching
she's
this episode,
mm-hmm.
She's growing on me. I just don't like to see her like emotionally unstable side.
Yes.
I do like to see she's very intelligent. Especially when it comes to money, like the way she was talking to her, like spouses' assets are communal property. Anybody who knows this, you need a forensic accountant.
She's
need, like
forensic accountant. Let's there. Get I into that, baby.
It. And just the way she's like, they'll find out where the money is. Like she, I think her and Garcelle, right, are similar in the sense that they're reading through some of Erica's bullshit to be like, if all of this is true, you'll find out, right? Like just that the information is going to come out regardless. And I think Sutton's starting to see like, maybe this isn't
ooh,
what we think.
Yeah.
It is.
And the next episode, she's saying, I don't want to be around Erica. Oh my goodness.
Love
Thank
that.
You. Okay. I don't want to forget anything. Now, Erica, back to what you said though, at the beginning, they're trying to say that they didn't think how could there not be a cameraman who's filming them? A drone?
I guess she thought like that footage wasn't being used. It was just audio or something. I don't know.
If you have a mic on you, shut your trap. You've been living with a high-end attorney lawyer that long, you know.
And why is that the thing you don't want to come out? And you're sitting here saying, I was a whipping boy, his fraud, you know, like she was saying everything. And then that's the issue that you are going to lose your shit over?
She's a little freaking jerk. The way she snaps at people, look back at her snapping at poor Eileen.
Watching those,
it's
yes.
The same thing.
Watching those flashbacks, I was like, man, she has a temper. And again, producer is brilliant. Like, show us all of those and then show
her. The dumbest
her, like,
times, too.
Yeah, at the weirdest times. I mean, the way she was, I do believe she's emotionally, like, kind of fucked up. Right? Like, the way she was in the bathroom, like, like I
oh,
believe
she's
that,
rattled.
But I think
yeah.
it's accumulation of all the shit. I don't think it's Garcelle asking her about the phone call thing. That was weird.
It's a panic because she knows that.
You know, she's fucked.
She's involved. Yeah.
Yeah.
The electric bikes, my parents have electric bikes, and it's a whole different experience. It's another world. Have you been on one?
Yes, I rode one in Coronado, and it was, like, beautiful.
Wow. Unbelievable. Can't
it's
ride
like
a regular
on
bike
a mini
after.
Car. Right.
Now, with Lisa Rinna, it was fun to see her talk when she goes, when they were at the little, they're eating their breakfast after riding bikes, when she said there's glimpses when Lisa Rinna's real. And it hasn't been in like 7 seasons. I haven't heard her say one thing. But when she said, I don't think there's a penny to get, you know,
yeah,
they got money. Somehow her and Harry are okay.
Oh, definitely. I mean, she's got like the HSN or QVC shit. You know what I mean? She's all right.
Lisa's smart. And she's going to live to be 115.
Probably just like her mom.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think Garcelle is phenomenal. I just love how she,
so good.
People thought that was rude for her to like say that. I didn't think that was rude at all. She's asking a question. Like, I didn't find her rude.
It's normal conversation. What did she ask? She asked, oh, do you get an allowance? Right.
Right. Right.
Hey, she's a housewife. This isn't just normal talk. We need to, she's yep. asking the questions that we all need.
Absolutely.
And her life is just different than ours. I mean, she's out there in the public. I don't think it's rude. She didn't ask in a rude way.
And when Sutton said people
Garcelle's
don't react to questions like that unless something else is happening, I was like, exactly, Sutton. That's the thing. Like, Erica's reaction to that interaction with Garcelle and the Tom phone calls was not in line with, like, what happened. So, you know what I mean? Like, I think she's riling herself up because she has to defend everything because she knows it's all bullshit.
Her brain, she's racking her brain with things. And then the way that they ask her questions, like, oh, did you see Tommy's in the press, he's in the hospital, and she says no, but then there's in another sentence she says, oh yeah, I did see that.
Mm-hmm.
She can't keep it straight.
Mm-mm.
She's like a suspect. Cheating man,
yeah, getting caught. I know,
but
it's
Garcelle,
fascinating to watch.
To me, I love Garcelle's personality. Even flashback when she asked Sutton, well, how do you get your money, that doesn't
yeah.
sound rude. Just the way she asks is more of a playful curiosity.
Yeah, I love Garcelle personally.
I do too.
She's great.
And the way that she asks, she's just sitting there. She thinks they're friends. I do love the way Erica Jane does yell at people, though. It's such a calm, psychotic manner.
It is psychotic. You had to ask me twice. You had to do it twice. It was hilarious. And then I love Kathy. The second she walks away, she just goes, I don't get it. Over a phone call? Like, Kathy has no idea what's going on. It's hilarious.
Well, you're betraying. If you were betraying the way her mannerisms and everything. Oh, so you're betraying my friendship. Sure. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fucking it. She's lost it.
She has.
Tiago's going to the pound.
I just think what this shows is that I think what's going to be coming up, for example, on Salt Lake City
mm-hmm.
is going to be phenomenal.
It's
because
be
when
juicy.
We get real life drama playing out, like
mm-hmm.
that is a story. The show is completely
yes.
different. Completely different, and it's like appointment television compared to just like house.
Yes, Beverly Hills Great. Would be tanking if it wasn't yeah. for this. 100%. It is some of the best riveting TV we've had on all channels. I mean,
Absolutely.
It is unbelievable with the
Nothing
Hulu
like
Duck
it.
And all the information that we get on the side.
Yep.
What about Tom looking frail as freaking
Oof, crazy?
He's on death's door with the with the black eye. Mm-hmm. What a show! What a show pony he is.
Crazy.
You can't tell me that.
You know who he reminds me of? It's Harvey Weinstein. Showing
oh, yeah.
up to court limping all of a sudden and looking weak. That's all a defense strategy.
Bill Cosby, very rich. Cane.
Same shit.
Yeah,
exactly. It's a move.
Him and Erica are sick. Erica, crazy. She might not have. I don't know if I don't think Erica knew the extent of the finances. She knew something, but she's so intertwined that she knew she was going to go. There's some, for some way, she knew she was going to go down with the ship. So she's helping because
agreed.
This going on this season is not, it's going to end up fucking her royally.
It really
this footage will.
Will
end up in court. There's no way it won't.
100%. 100%. Yeah.
They must have been so desperate for. To get out of this, if this was their only way. Mm-hmm. God, if we could see their conversation of them. If he was cheating on you years ago, what would be the answer why you're leaving now? She never even mentions that he steals money. She says, oh, this is such a bizarre way to end a career. No, it's not. He's a freaking crook. This isn't bizarre.
She's trying to say, the defense she's setting up is he lost his mind and that's when he started robbing people, essentially is what she's saying.
Okay.
That's what they're trying to set up, which is bullshit.
But there's also the footage of him having conversations like
right,
a little
being completely competent. Exactly.
Talking about the good old
on
days
on this show.
Yeah.
So that exactly to your point, the footage is coming out for sure.
How would she say though? Why would she say he's a workhorse a couple weeks before when they know that this is coming?
Right.
That doesn't line up. You think that she would say, oh, he's not. He's OK.
Maybe she didn't know then. I don't know.
But it was just a couple weeks. How could it just whiplash like that?
Right. I don't know. It's crazy.
It doesn't. I wonder. And then she's on. It's funny that she's in Chicago and she's going to end up in jail, too, like those women. She probably won't end up in jail.
Yeah. Maybe a plea deal or something. I don't know what's going to happen.
But anytime you're mic'd up, it doesn't matter if you're cutting anything. I mean.
You got a mic on. You got to watch what you say, period.
These producers.
Yeah. You can't trust them.
I'd be so paranoid if I was in her situation that my whole house was bugged. I'd be like Tony fucking Soprano.
Shower on.
Always comes back to the Sopranos.
Right.
Kathy and the tacos. Hilarious.
Great. Del Taco. Loved it. Meant to talk to you about that. Do you like Del Taco?
No. I used
Del Taco
go there
to me is drunk
and eat Del Taco, but
I feel like you have to be drunk or really high to eat.
Maybe if I didn't live in, if I was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, but Del Taco, I think like Taco, only on the West Coast, it feels like, which is weird.
There was a Del Taco in New York because my mom and I would go do laundry. And when I lived in we lived in laundry an apartment for a long time and we'd go do laundry. And we remember eating at tacos and it was Del Taco. But Del Taco in San Diego, you go drive two more streets and you're at a real taco shop. So
absolutely.
How could I eat
there's
Del
no
Taco?
Difference. Yeah.
But there's a Del Taco stone's throw from my house, oddly enough. And I don't know how it stays open.
Oh, people love Del Taco. People ride it out. It's crazy.
I mean, it looks like my kids eat it with the way their diaper with not three of them. Only one's in a diaper. But God, sometimes this is gross, but you see their kids shit. And it's like, what are they? Are they sick?
Okay. God. Thank you. Or anything else?
You know, I appreciate Crystal and who else didn't go shopping? Garcelle, but I appreciate Crystal not shopping and going hiking. Mm-hmm. She's a real chick.
Yeah, she is. I agree.
She's loaded, but she doesn't want to go shopping. She wants to go hiking. Mm-hmm. I love that she's the bartender.
Yeah.
Like she must make a good drink. I can see how that can happen. Last thing. Remember when I said that Dallas had to clean up? Remember after their sad party, they had to clean up? When they came down and Kyle's like, someone's coming. Lisa Rinna's like, someone needs to come clean this house. And
I know.
Kyle's like, someone's coming.
Someone's coming. Good.
I want to see how they treat him. They better leave him a hundo.
All right. Let's talk Potomac. What happened here? God, this feels like 7 years ago.
I know. I had to rewatch a little bit this morning to reinvigorate my brain. Giselle and Robin's podcast. I haven't heard about it. I don't know if it's out or what.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Robin, though, she just shows up late. She just strolls into that party with looks like she's just came from Target in her pajamas.
You know what scene I actually really loved was Giselle's daughter with the driving test. I don't know if you saw the siblings, the twins in the back, their faces. I was dying laughing. They were like, and even Giselle was like, oh, all right, well, we'll take it next week. And they're all kind of like laughing at her. I thought that was hilarious. I loved that scene.
They thought she made it, like she was joking, the poor thing. But when she rolled her eyes, I knew she didn't get it. Was it a driving test or a written test?
I think it was a written test. You have to do the written test and then the driving, I guess.
The last time I had to take a written test, the girl at the counter was like, you want to rethink this one? Do you want to rethink this question?
Coaching,
and they helped me.
The fix is
they
in.
Helped me get through it. God. And then I also failed my driver's test twice before I got my charm too. I stopped at a green light one time. And the other time, I can't remember what happened, but
stopped at a green light.
I was so nervous that you'll see my perform. Oh, I can't say that. But yeah, I mean, I was 16, but I end up flipping my mom's car and almost killing my boyfriend at the time. So I shouldn't have had a driver's license.
Yeah, there you go.
She's cute though. I love seeing Giselle as a mom. I like her the most in those scenes.
I don't always though, because sometimes I feel like she's very, her kids are like, you're the worst. You're so disconnected from us.
But it's interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
She talks to them like a parent, but like a friend too.
Yes. No,
they'll have a good relationship as they get older. Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know how they're so good.
I found Wendy arriving to the party very sad in that lingerie. I don't like what Wendy's doing this season, like at all. It makes me depressed because I just feel like she's changed and something's going on.
She's the only sexualized one,
right? Like she came out and then the way she's like dancing, tits out, it's like, this is a bunch of women. What, like, I don't know. I get you're excited about it, but it just, I don't love it.
Must have been in her last season, but she just didn't let it loose. I know. Well, she's spent money on those tits and ass, I guess.
Yeah,
it's not as compelling. I was a Wendy stan, as they say, for season one. So this season, it's not as compelling. I hate the candle talk. I don't want that to be your storyline. We're sure her husband's funding her candle line.
I don't either. That's what I'm saying. It makes me, it's just depressing.
And I don't want to hear about cheating rumors about their life.
Right. I don't either.
He seems like a nice guy. I can't imagine him cheating. I just can't.
But it seems like something's going on.
God, I know it does. There is something weird. Just the way he looks at her, his eyes are kind of becoming like the way Juan looks at Robin. Like, I hate you.
I don't know.
Like,
we'll
Tyler looking at Justine.
Please. The Mia, Giselle stuff was funny. I liked Mia saying, do you want a time to book with my assistant?
That is some housewife shit. You're graduating, honey. You're in Housewife University. I love it.
It's also just, that was a weird move. Like, it was kind of like a power play. Like, she was trying to come for Giselle. I did Giselle just straight up, I never want you to send me shit like that again.
I think Giselle was asking for it. Don't fucking text me and say without Karen when Karen's her friend. If somebody was like, I'm going to meet you, but without Geneva, I'd say the fuck you are.
Yeah,
you
I guess
fuck
right.
yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Good point.
Geneva's my girl.
Yeah,
you can make a fucking appointment with my assistant, bitch. Yeah. And then Robin, she's so like the, well, what'd they say, boss? Like the little Giselle's the skipper and Robin is Gilligan.
Yep, 100%.
I like Robin though. You know, I could have been Juan. I understand in a different light now after they say he's a coach. Maybe
he
has
to go to
loves
work.
Robin.
That was one thing. But it's the other thing. He was getting ready for work. Like, he's going somewhere.
Oh, no, not that. Just that that's his personality. Maybe he doesn't mean it so harshly.
Right. He's like coaching her up.
But your point, too. He's got somewhere to be. Yeah. Can he get out of bed, Robin?
Right.
But I do think I'll just never forget the bone chilling confessional. His Erica Jane moment in the closet when he's like, I wouldn't fucking be here if it wasn't for those kids. I just could never get over that. If
that
I was married to him.
Right.
Yeah.
What else?
I love Candace making him take a fireball. That's good producing, Candace.
I'm not into Candace's music career storyline. I don't need to see that.
Oh God, no. Who's listening today? I almost would prefer Ashley's.
Honestly. Ashley about to have another baby. My God.
Oh, yeah. But I do love Giselle talking to Mia and saying, like, at the party, she doesn't back down. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. They could go toe to toe.
They can. I appreciate Giselle for that. 100%.
I do, too, because yeah. I'd probably be like, well, it's OK. We got off on the wrong foot. And Giselle's right. like, no, we fucking didn't. I do like that. Mia, I think she's a good addition. And I like that she's successful, super successful. She's not just some schlub.
Right. I do, too. Oh, schlub. Nice word.
She's got a brain. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If my water breaks and it's my second kid, I'm getting the fuck to the hospital. Dean, you're on your own for lunch for a few days. OK.
I thought the same thing. She was really getting him set up. Gotta go.
Sweet, but that baby could fly out on the kitchen floor with your second one.
What else we got? Oh, we got Below Deck.
Yes. Great season. I mean, it is just, that's another riveting television show. I'm enjoying it.
It's very fun. It's good when you have psychotic personalities on both sides of the coin. Like, they haven't had much crazy guests yet, but I think Lexi obviously is carrying the weight here of the cast, and the crazy chef quitting.
He should be fired.
I did like Captain Sandy just telling him, like, you're done after this charter. I actually appreciated that. Like, you're going to get us through this till the guy's out of quarantine and then you're out.
Is that really going to happen?
I think so.
They should keep him around. He's a great TV. He's nuts. He's
nuts.
I wonder next episode, though. I feel like she's gonna say, can you stay, when she calls him down.
Not. Maybe,
you know,
right?
But you're a loser. We don't even need you for this one. We'll find somebody else. Get the hell after he's hitting the cameras and stuff.
Right. And here's the thing with Lexi. She has now referred to herself as Satan, like, at least five times. Too many.
She needs to go home.
You got to believe somebody if they continue to say they're crazy or the devil.
Like, you just I don't care if you're drunk like that.
No, that's not an excuse for behavior like that. And I think also when you suffer a huge loss, you can spiral, and it's not the time to be around a bunch of strangers and be stressed and be working. And she just needs
exhausted
to go
and drink. That's enough. Yeah. And she really can't. And I also believe that if you're going to be on those boats, it's part of the off time is you're still kind of working. You're around all these people. It's not like you're out with your friends getting shit faced. You got to. What if you acted that way in front of people that you work with? You should be fired.
100%.
And then you don't even apologize to anyone, and you're pushing. She pushed Z or whatever, and she never apologized to him. She kind of backs up or says, I didn't do that.
No, she doesn't apologize. Like, I mean, Captain Sandy had to coach her to even taking what people were saying to her in a normal way. Like, she just, that kind of behavior is just not cool, period. And she didn't really, like, fully take ownership about anything she did.
Ever. Like, a little baby. And then she's on the phone with her mom saying, I'm going to quit. And these people
also pay her back. Pay her for your dinner.
Yeah.
You know?
Did she, I don't know if she ever paid, huh?
No, I mean, they didn't show it.
And saying that Malia, I do believe Malia was being sincere when she said, my dad died. She goes, oh, well, our dads love our whatever she said. And I thought Malia was being very sincere. I thought that was insane to say to somebody.
Agreed.
But she's hurting.
Yeah.
But I understand you're hurting, but you got to, I think she needs to learn a lesson. And Captain Sandy should let Katie fire her ass.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like her being like, go lead. This is leadership. Go lead. It's like,
she's the worst.
She's not driving me as nuts this season. I think the production did the right thing, which is like they're kind of removing Captain Sandy like a little bit from the show. Like, she's not there.
Thank
as
God.
Much. Yeah. It's helping her.
I'm surprised that she's so okay with people getting shit faced and they're all ruining the dynamics of the crew. And she's a recovering alcoholic.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And then I know that they can't control these people, but look at what alcohol does.
They
like, what's his face? Lost his job.
Island.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They could, right.
Say,
that's what I.
but
they shouldn't be allowed to go get so shit faced.
Then
I
what's
know.
The show? You need it, you know?
Right. But in just in, if this was my business,
right.
What he's doing, he's off getting shit faced. If it wasn't for the alcohol, these people would have a, it rolled over into the work because they all can't work together now.
Right. Right. That's a good point. Justine's ship is a dry one.
Yeah. Or people who can grow up. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess it's, they're young and that's what happens, but it's just
sorry, get off my
it
lawn.
It just shows what
here.
Booze is like. It's so crazy how it can fuck your life up.
100%.
But don't smoke any weed. That's a gateway drug. I love how Lexi says she's very religious, but and she should be, you should be kind to the people who have wronged you, and she's the opposite.
But she's calling herself Satan in the same breath.
God. Oh my God. And Malia's even scared to sleep in the room with her.
Ridiculous. It's a fun season though. I'm really enjoying it.
Came back. Oh God. I just laughed.
He's ridiculous. What a ridiculous person. I don't believe he was like a chef to celebrities. Like who tolerate him? His food doesn't seem good enough either.
A drunk. This is going to get us without people are going to be mad at me for this, but it just popped in my head. He looks like a penis.
It kind of does.
I mean, he's a decent guy, but he's fun to watch.
Yeah, he's okay.
I don't believe in him, though.
I prefer a competent chef. I don't want to watch someone
me too.
Like struggle. I'd prefer the chef to just be a great chef. He doesn't need to be a part of the drama, he or she.
I've really realized confidence is everything in this world. Look at Luann. Confidence has got her this career. She can't sing worth shit, smokes 100 million packs of cigarettes a day.
Right.
She's got a cabaret line.
Right.
Show. Look at Madonna.
You believe in yourself.
What if Madonna had no self-confidence?
Right.
Madonna is just confident. She can't sing. She's
Madonna,
nothing.
Interesting reference.
But I was thinking like somebody said, I was listening to an interview with old VJs because MTV turned 20 or 30 or 40. Who knows how the fuck old we are now. And they said that when they met Madonna, they said, oh, I can't believe you meet the Madonna. And she's like, I've already been the Madonna. I've always been the Madonna, something like that. But she just has always believed in herself. If Madonna went in there like Eeyore, she'd never be Madonna. And I got to think that you got to just have all this confidence. You can be freaking Madonna. Not to be mean, but it's not like Madonna has the face of Britney Spears.
Right. Yeah. Just talent.
She's just out there humping the floor and people bought into it.
Mm-hmm. You believe in yourself. That's for sure. That's number one.
But all you right, see Luann like running that show.
I know.
Video shoot. And
I got to be next to him.
Those poor guys. They just wanted to go home so bad.
I want to see that video.
I do too. I really do too. And Sonia filming it when she was just, oh, I thought it was a funny episode.
Yep.
Well, Below Deck is great.
It's great. Love it. It's a good season. We will be on hiatus next week, guys, but we'll be back the following.
Check out our Patreon.
Yep.
And if you're not watching Love Island, it's the Love Island UK on
the best
Hulu.
Great season.
Catch up on it. They just had a freaking kick-ass recoupling that rocked my world at 11 o'clock last night when I was going to sleep.
Wait, I think
holy guacamole. Have you seen it?
Where the Hugo pick?
Yeah, baby.
Good.
Oh my
great.
God.
Yeah,
it's so
loved it.
Good.
Loved it. Can't wait to talk about it. All right, guys. We'll be back. We love you.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.